systems go.
They're gonna clean up your looks with all the lies in the books to make a citizen out of you. Because they sleep with a gun and keep an eye on you, son, so they can watch all the things you do. Because the drugs never work, they're gonna give you a smirk, 'cause they got methods of keeping you clean. They're gonna rip up your heads, your aspirations to shreds. Another cog in the murder machine. They say at the stick, you're never gonna fit in much, kid. But if you're troubled and hurt, what you got under your shirt will make them pay for the things that they did. They said
program is intended for mature audiences.
Ooh, what's that tingling?
I'm tingly all over.
I don't know. Maybe it's from the electroshock therapy. I'm not quite sure. What I am sure of, though, is I've slipped into something a little bit more comfortable.
Perhaps you'd like to be alone with your rapidly deteriorating mental condition.
No, I'm good. I mean, it's, you know, the jacket's a little tight. It's comfortable, but it's tight. Oh, how you doing, everyone?
Hello!
And welcome to another rockin' episode of the Rockin' Comedy Show. I mean, after all, it's called the Rockin' Comedy Show. It has a reputation to uphold, don't you think?
Are you stupid or something?
Just a little bit. I mean, it's like, just like a little scotch of stupidity. But if you're around me long enough, it might have a lasting effect. I do bring you this show each and every week from the padded walls of my electric sandbox, right up here on the 44th floor.
I'm sure I haven't the faintest idea what you're talking about.
Well, just follow along, and when you hear the ding, flip the page.
Bing!
Remember that when you were in elementary school and they made you study? And gave you a book to follow along, and you had headphones, and it would go bing, and then you'd flip the page and you'd read, and
bing.
That's what they told me in the special ed classes. They told me everybody did that. Maybe not. Anyway, this is the Rockin' Comedy Show, and that would make me your host.
Now that's reasonable, isn't it?
It is. It is so much. I am Crazy Jay, and I am thrilled to be here. You can email me if you would like.
You've got mail.
My email address is crazyj@comic.com. Again, that's crazyj@comic.com. You can also find me on MySpace. It's myspace.com/crazyj13. Now spell it out. C-R-A-Z-Y-J-A-Y, the number 13. Please, for the love of God, stop emailing me at crazyj@comic.com and saying, I have tried and tried to find you on MySpace, but I just can't seem to get the proper address. I'm spelling it out. I'm spelling out everything. Crazy J and 13. Don't spell out Crazy J 13. Just spell out my name, C-R-A-Z-Y-J-A-Y, and then the number 13. Put that right after the Y. Please. It's not rocket science, people. I tried to make it easy. I know my listening audience. I kid. But I had to put the 13 after there because there's other Crazy J's, 12 other ones before me who think they're crazier than I. But again, it's just Crazy J 13. Spell out my name, but not the number. Alright? Hopefully that will clear up any confusion. I can't believe the amount of email that I actually get because people are like, I spelled out the 13 and they said it doesn't exist. Don't spell it out. Wow. Sorry. Like I was trying to say, though, this is going to be an awesome week once again here at the Rockin' Comedy Show. Because joining me up here on the 44th floor is a great, talented, and very good-looking lady.
Oh my, look where my hand is. It's in a very naughty place.
Well, get it out of there, because it's not that type of show. I premiered her stuff on the show last week. She's also going to be rocking the desert at Desert Fest. It's Sharon Paquette. Or is it Paquette? I'm not quite sure how to pronounce the last name. She's going to be here. She's going to rock the house. I'm going to ask her how to pronounce her name properly. I should already know it. I've seen her a couple of times at performances. And I do believe the proper way to say it is Paquette. But we'll find out. Also on the show, we've got some rockin' requests. A lot of requests coming in. Last week's show, huge downloads. I know it's over 100,000. So I want to thank you guys for continuing to listen to the show each and every week. We've got some off-the-wall comedy, some great stand-up, and in not in the news, there's some really great news stories. I had a lot of fun putting the news together this week. Now, here's a news story. It's not necessarily a not-in-the-news news story. It's a pretty major news story. You might have heard that Amy Winehouse got arrested on suspicion of drug possession. That's right. She was arrested in connection with that January video she did that allegedly showed her doing drugs at her home in London. The London Metropolitan Police said the Grammy winner was released on so-called police bail following several hours of questioning at the police station in the city. Winehouse's spokesman, Chris Goodman, confirmed that his client had been arrested and held in police custody to answer police questions. Amy Winehouse voluntarily attended a London police station by appointment. She was arrested in order to be interviewed and is cooperating fully with inquiries with the police. The interview relates to the video handed to police earlier this year. The Britain Sun tabloid in January published the still images from a video that claimed showed Winehouse inhaling fumes from a small pipe. The images were said to have been filmed during a party at her home. So, Miss Winehouse, this one is for you.
They tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, no, no, no. I ain't got the time, and if my daddy thinks I'm fine, they try to make me go to rehab. I won't go.
65 had come and went since that midnight run hauling hog to Shaky Town on I-10. I had picked up this hitchhiker that was sweating gallons through a pair of Daisy Duke cutoffs and one of those Fruit of the Loom tank tops. Well, that night I lost myself to ruby red lips, milky white skin, and baby blue eyes. The name was Russell.
Yes, the lap dance is so much better.
Shallow grave, this pretty little thing come up to me and starts kneading my balls like hard-boiled eggs in a tube sock. Said her name was Bambi. And I said, well, that's a coincidence, darling, because I was just thinking about skinning you like a deer. Well, she smiled, had about as much teeth as a jack-o'-lantern, and I went on to tell her how I would wear her face like a mask as I do my little kooky dance. And then she told me to shush. I guess she could sense my desperation. Of course, it's hard to hide a heart on when you're dressed like Minnie Pearl.
Yes, the lap dance is so much better when the stripper is crying. Yes, the lap dance is so much better when the stripper is crying. Well, I find it's quite a thrill when she grinds me.
So Bambi's gone on about how she can make all my fantasies come true. So I says, even this one I have where Jesus Christ is Jackhammer and Mickey Mouse in the doo-doo hole with a lawn dart as Garth Brooks gives birth to something resembling a cheddar cheese log with almonds on Santa Claus's tummy tum? Well, 10 beers, 20 minutes, and $30 later, I'm parked in the beef bus in Tuna Town, if you know what I mean. Got the nailer back at her trailer. Hey, that rhymes. I have to admit, it was even more of a turn on when I found out she was doing me to buy baby formula.
Yes, the lap dance is so much better when the stripper is crying. Yes, the lap dance is so much better when the stripper is crying. Well, I find it's quite a thrill when she
when I popped the clutch, gave the tranny a spin, and slid on into the stinky pinky gulp and guzzle big rig snooze and stop. There I was browsing through the latest issue of Throb when I saw Bambi staring at me from the back of a milk carton. Well, my heart just dropped. So I decided to do what any good Christian would. You cannot imagine how difficult it is to hold a half gallon of moo juice and polish the one-eyed gopher when you're doing 75 in an 18-wheeler. Never thought missing children could be so sexy. Did I say that out loud?
Yes.
That's a nice little song called Lap Dance. It's by the Bloodhound Gang. Doug from Houston, Texas, contacted the Rockin' Comedy Show and wanted to hear that one. Couldn't resist. Lap Dance right here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. Remember, if you want to email me, you can. It's crazyj@comic.com. But right now, this one is for Josh. Here's the Four Seasons.
Love you and I never let you go.
Peanuts.
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 Peanuts. Peanuts.
Yes, you're my girl.
Love you and I never let you go.
About you, baby, won't you call my name?
Peanuts.
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 Yes, you're my girl.
Love you and I'll never let you go.
Baby, won't you call my name?
Peanuts.
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 Yes, you're my girl.
Love you and I'll never let you go. Love you and I'll never let you go.
Older, you start having your birthday party games. Pin the tail on the donkey. There's a good safe game for kids. What are adults thinking? Hey, we're having a whole bunch of kids over. Big party. We're going to blindfold one. Give them something sharp. Spin them around and let them go. Go, Bobby, with the pin. Just run amok. And like, poking it around. What are those noises? Those are puncture wounds, Bobby. Stop. You made a horrible error. Kid's running out the door. He missed the donkey and got my neck. He pinned the tail on my neck. Then there was musical chairs. That was a nice little anxiety attack for seven-year-olds. Only one kid can win. All the other kids are walking around going, oh. You know, elbowing their friends. That's fun. How was the party? It was horrible. I couldn't get a chair and I got a pin in my neck. Please don't make me go back. Please. You said that would be a happy house. Musical chairs. Do you remember the first time you saw the chairs lined up like that for that game? I don't know about you, but I counted the chairs. Hey, there's not enough chairs. There's not enough chairs for us. That's the whole point, Brian. There's never enough in life. You'll always be miserable.
Oh, that's not good.
There's no cake, there's no ice cream. Happy birthday.
Well, it takes a man to walk this world and blank out all the bad. I try to hear the silence, but I think of those words you said. You say I'm one for cock, and those buttholes I like to rock. And even when I'm it's all for show. But there's something that you don't know. Just don't make fun of me, 'cause I fucked your mom last night. She called me breathtaking and a true Romeo delight. So think of me what you will, call me what you like, but don't make fun of me, 'cause I had your mom last night. Being where you were born, I'm not talking about the hospital. The tides are turning on you.
Half-eaten oranges here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. Don't make fun of me. Oh, so many people I want to send that out to. But you know what? I'm going to send this one out to Chris Scanlon of Las Vegas. Here's Angels on the Airwaves. Doing my best to keep you rocking and keeping you laughing. It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. I'm Crazy J. Email me, it's crazyj@comic.com. Visit me on MySpace, myspace.com/crazyj13. And you can also check out the official website, rockincomedyshow.com. That's R-O-C-K-I-N-G, comedyshow.com. Yeah, you feeling it? Do you like the music? Maybe you would like to take over the Rockin' Comedy Show. That's right. You can be a guest DJ and get 3 15-minute sets. Play whatever you want. I believe on the next Rockin' Comedy Show, we do have a guest DJ scheduled, so it's going to be a lot of fun. I love the guest DJ sets because I never know what they're going to play. It's going to be a lot of fun. I am Crazy J. This is the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're going to take a break, but when I come back, I'm going to make you laugh a little, and then we're going to dive into our first installment of Not in the News News. We'll be back after this.
I'm Selma, and I'll be your server this evening. The special is pasta primavera, and it comes with a salad. Oh, and by the way, I abuse my children. Lots of times I beat them for even the smallest reason. When they really get on my nerves, I lock them in the closet for a few hours.
If only child abuse was this easy to recognize, perhaps then more people would report it. If you even suspect abuse, call Child Help at 1-800-4-A-CHILD or visit www.childhelp.org. We've helped millions of people help millions of children, and we can help you. All calls are anonymous and confidential. So remember, 1-800-4-A-CHILD or visit www.childhelp.org. Child Help. Trust your instincts.
Look at all the cars. Lots of colored cars. Ah, there's a blue one. Isn't it pretty? Ooh, look how fast that red one's going. It's red like that stop sign. Like my jacket.
This is a 38-year-old man.
My jacket's not a car, is it? Is my jacket a car? My jacket is red, but it does go fast.
It may sound a little strange to you. To his 2-year-old son, whose guitar's color, Kim's perk sense. Can you talk with your child?
Close your eyes in Chicago, and you can hear the sound of zebra braying in Africa. Look hard out your window in D.C., and you can see the snow-covered peaks of the Andes. Stand on a corner in L.A. and feel the hot wind of the Sahara brush across your face. The world is that small. We are that connected. Please visit earthshare.org and learn how the world's leading environmental groups are working together, making it so simple for you to make a difference. Because we are many, and we are one. Please visit us at earthshare.org to learn more. EarthShare. One environment, one simple way to care for it all. A public service message from EarthShare and the Ed Council.
Hey, this is Brian Regan, and you are listening to The Crazy J Show.
It's the rockin' comedy show, and I am your host, Crazy J. Right now, we have a fun one from Jackie the Joke Man. Here it is for you now.
Got my dick out, and I'm thinking about you, and I'm thinking about you. I'm smoking pot, I got my dick out, and I'm thinking about you, just you.
I'm smoking pot, I got my dick out, and I'm thinking about you, thinking about you.
I'm driving along,
driving along.
I'm singing a song,
singing a song.
And I got my dick out,
got my dick
and
out.
And I'm thinking about you,
thinking about you.
I drank a six pack,
drank a six pack.
I took my pants off,
took my pants
oh,
off.
Oh, I love you,
I love you,
I love you,
I love you.
I'm smoking pot,
I got my dick out,
and I'm thinking about you, thinking about you. I guzzled tequila,
guzzled tequila.
I peed on a lamppost,
peed on a lamppost.
Then I yearned for you,
yearned for you.
Oh, I ached for you,
ached for you.
I ate some lube,
ate some lube.
I kissed my dog,
kissed my dog.
Then I cried for you,
cried for you.
I wept for you,
wept for you.
I toked some skunk,
toked some skunk.
I groped your sister,
groped your sister.
But you're the one,
you're the one.
You're still the one,
still the one.
I ate some hair,
ate some hair.
I lit a fart,
lit a fart.
And then I sketched you,
then I sketched you.
Yes, I drew you,
yes, I drew you.
I
got my dick out, and I'm thinking about you.
Oh, yeah.
Thinking about you.
Well, I tripped on acid.
Tripped on acid.
I picked the scab.
Picked the scab.
And then I faxed you.
Then I faxed you.
I sent you a fax.
Sent you a fax.
I made pot brownies.
Made pot brownies.
Had diarrhea.
Diarrhea.
Name came up.
Name came up.
Name came up.
Name came up.
I swigged some ripples.
Swigged some ripples.
I watched some porn.
Watched some porn.
Then I wrote to you.
Wrote to you.
Show 'em what we wrote, Frank.
I'm smoking pot. I got my dick out. And I'm thinking about you. Thinking about you. I'm smoking pot. I got my dick out. And I'm thinking about you.
Show 'em what we wrote on page 2, Frankie.
I'm smoking pot.
Yes. Yes.
I got my dick out. And I'm thinking about you.
I did some mushrooms.
Did some mushrooms.
I waxed my legs.
Waxed my legs.
Oh, I miss you.
I miss you.
I long for you.
Long for you.
I swallowed some Vicodin.
Swallowed some Vicodin.
Inserted a suppository.
Inserted a suppository.
I'm smoking pot. I got my dick out. And I'm thinking about you. Thinking about you.
I paid a bill.
Paid a bill.
I thought about my parents.
Thought about my parents.
How'd that verse get in there? I don't know. Well, I smoked the joint.
Smoked the joint.
I tickled my balls.
Tickled my balls.
And I pictured you.
Pictured you.
Sweet, beautiful you.
Sweet, beautiful you.
Oh, I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
Oh, I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
Oh, I love you.
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 Yes, I do.
I'm smoking pot. I got my dick out. And I'm thinking about you. Thinking about you. I'm smoking pot. I got my dick out. And I'm thinking about you. Thinking about you. I'm smoking pot. I got my dick out. And I'm thinking about you. Thinking about you. I'm smoking pot. I got my dick out. And I'm thinking about you. Thinking about you.
I'm smoking pot.
Smoking pot.
I got my dick out.
Got my dick
and
out.
And I'm thinking about you.
Thinking about you.
And I'm thinking about you.
Thinking about you.
I'm smoking pot.
Smoking pot.
I got my
That's
dick out.
That's brand new from Jackie the Joke Man. I want to thank Jackie for mailing that one to me. I'm thinking about you. Right here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. Visit him online at jokeland.com. He's also got his show on Sirius and much, much more. He's also available on MySpace. Speaking of MySpace, you can find all kinds of my friends on MySpace. MySpace.com/CrazyJ13. You'll also find Jackie in there as well. In just a few minutes, it's going to be time for Not in the News News. But right now, here is a song from our artist that's going to be rocking the 44th floor here in just a little while. Her name is Sharon Paquette, and this is her song called I'm Afraid.
To a dying sphere, searching tide.
I'm afraid Sharon Paquette, god damn, she rocks. She's hot. She's going to be here next hour rocking the 44th floor, playing some of her stuff for us live. Oh, man, she is amazing. She's also going to be rocking the fest. That's another reason, if you've never been to the fest, go to the fest, because she's going to be there. We're going to have a great time. You're not going to want to miss it. It's going to be an outstanding lineup of entertainment. I got more fest news coming up later on. As you know, it's only 2 weeks away, and I am freaking pumped for the fest this year. But what do you say? What do you say? Let's do some news. And I told you, the news this week is outrageous. It's so much fun putting it together. Yes, they are actual news stories, stories you can find on websites like FARC.com, that's F-A-R-K, Freep.com. You can go to Yahoo, type up oddly enough, and get the stories there as well. So what do you say? Let's do it.
Hey, you want to hear some great news?
Oh, it's going to be a good one. A 65-year-old male caregiver was charged in Borås District Court in Western Sweden for forcibly shaving the pubic hair of a handicapped woman.
Shazam!
I didn't stutter when I said it. When the shaving took place in April of last year, the woman was residing in an assistant living facility where the man was an employee.
He's another schmuck.
Right. He defended his actions by saying that he shaved the woman for hygiene reasons.
You smell kind of pretty. Wanna smell me?
Yes, that's his attitude. It was easier to maintain her hygiene.
Hey, what's that smell?
All right, all right. According to the indictment, the 65-year-old orderly held the woman's legs apart and shaved her genital area.
Something stinks like stale French fries.
Well, that's why he was trying to clean it up, apparently. Due to her physical condition, the woman was incapable of defending herself.
Some days it just doesn't pay to get out of bed.
According to a report written following the event, two other people were present during the incident. Then a complaint was filed and the ball has been rolling ever since. The former caregiver has been fired from his job at the facility and is charged with suspicion of sexual corrosion.
People who do that should be arrested.
Well, he was, and if he is convicted, it will carry a maximum penalty of 2 years in prison.
I just wanted her to smell real nice. She wasn't smelling real fresh down there, so I took the liberty of myself to clean it up.
Don't know what that was. A lot of times if you're on MySpace and you see my status reports, I put up little weird status lines. A lot of them are from the stories that you're going to hear on Not in the News News. This is one of those stories. It seems that in New York, a children's story about a family of penguins, with two fathers.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. J-Love!
Once again, topped the list of library books the public objects to the most. And Tango Makes Three was released in 2005 and co-written by Justin Richardson and Peter Purnell. This was the most challenged book in public schools and libraries for the second straight, and I do use that word loosely, second straight year, according to the American Library Association. The complaints are that young children will believe that homosexuality is a lifestyle that is acceptable. Probably be told I'm gay because I'm reading this story. The people complaining, of course, don't agree with that. Judith Krug, director of the LAA's Office for Intellectual Freedom, told the Associated Press, the LAA defines a challenge as a formal written complaint filed with a library or school requesting that materials be removed because of content or appropriateness. Other books on the LAA top 10 list include Maya Angelou's memoir, I Know Why the Cage Bird Sings, in which the author writes of being raped as a young girl. Mark Twain's The Adventure of Huckleberry Finn has long been attacked for alleged racism. And Philip Pullman's The Golden Compass, an anti-religious work in which a former nun says,
the boots of evil were made for walking.
The Christian religion, that one was way off. The Christian religion is a very powerful and convincing mistake. Pullman's novel, re-released in 1996, received new attention last year because of the film version starring Nicole Kidman. You are listening to Not in the News News. Strange, strange, strange stories is what they're all about. The driver of a car that struck and killed a dog in Minnesota is suing the dog's owners for damage done to the vehicle. Yeah, definitely shake your head, because wait till you hear what kind of dog and how much he's suing him for. Jeffrey Eli was driving near Duluth, Minnesota, when Fester, a miniature pincer, ran into the road.
Why isn't this an awkward moment?
It very much is. Eli's 1997 Honda Civic struck Fester, killing the 5.8 kilogram dog instantly. Now Eli is suing Fester's owner.
So what, do you want to make a federal case out of it?
He is, for about $110,000 for damages to his car. That little dog is not going to cause that much damage. Oh, but he's suing for the damage to his car, time he had to take off from his two jobs to get the car repaired, and court fees.
Just when I think you've said the stupidest thing ever, you keep talking.
Yeah, well, Eli tells Duluth News Tribune he feels sorry for the family's loss, but he feels they must be responsible for their pet's actions. He's also a dog owner himself. But don't worry, Fester's owners, they've countersued Eli for $2,400. Wow. I told you they were beauties. You just didn't believe me. Oh, this is a great story about a man who just recently got married and then receives 18 years. I usually thought if you got married, it was a life sentence. Let me explain it to you, though. The groom wore a gray Spokane County Jail jumpsuit. The bride wore black.
Hey, that's great.
You know, it is. Just before Brian Lee Beneficio pled guilty to residential burglary and assault in an incident last year where he hit a man over the head with a hammer.
He hit me.
He was married by Spokane County Superior Court Judge Ellen Kalma Clark. Her courtroom was briefly closed for the ceremony, performed after request from Beneficio's public defenders. I don't want to hurt anybody anymore, the tearful 26-year-old said before Clark sentenced him to 18 years in prison and congratulated him for the hope implant in his marriage. You have something else to look forward to, she said. Cassandra Beneficio, the bride, quickly left the courtroom after the sentencing of her new husband.
Goodbye, hooker lady.
She's not a hooker. Beneficio wanted to get married before he started serving his sentence, which was the result of a plea agreement. This avoided the risk of the trial. Beneficio had two previous felony strikes and a third conviction.
People who do that should be arrested.
And like we're talking about, he was. He'll be serving 20 years. 18 years, sorry. Likely would have put him in prison for life with all these strikes against him with no possibility of parole. A sixth grade dropout, Beneficio moved to Spokane from Alabama when he was 12 and started doing drugs.
I don't do drugs, though. Just weed.
But later he completed his GED. Clark imposed the recommended 18-year sentence and Beneficio waived his appeal rights. The judge also ordered Beneficio into chemical dependency treatment, which he said was a factor in this crime, and agreed to a 10-year no-contact order with his victims, Michael S. Wilson and Lisa Robertson. Beneficio struck Wilson with a claw hammer.
Oh, yes. There will be blood.
And apparently there was plenty of blood in the apartment, according to police. When officers arrived, Beneficio had left, and Wilson was bleeding profusely from the skull. He was arrested 11 days later after a man checking on the welfare of his father-in-law found an unknown man matching Beneficial's description taking a shower inside his relative's home. Beneficial fled on foot wearing only jeans but was overtaken by a Spokane policeman. Sorry about that.
I'm excited about the next story. I just wanted to jump right ahead.
Oh. Let me get myself together without trying to blow the story. A 44-year-old man in western Sweden has been taken in hand by the local... One of those stories has been taken in by local authorities for masturbating in front of a female church minister.
Why is he sticking his hand in his pants?
Because that's where the fun begins.
The minister told the court that she had agreed to a meeting in her office after the man had insisted he needed to speak to her. But right from the outset, she felt that all was not well, and soon she noticed...
Oh, God, now I've got an erection.
...that he was sporting that erection. He took one of his hands and rubbed it against the bulge.
Sure, I masturbate. Yeah, I jerk off. Damn straight. I yank it, rub it, pull it, and stroke it. Lube, soap, shampoo, or spit.
Oh, she told the court all that. Despite the minister's pleas for him to cease, the visitor continued unabashed and took some time before he eventually beat a reluctant retreat.
Now, maybe you got all day to pound your meat.
You might.
Okay? Some of us don't.
Right. While he was stroking, he asked what services I could offer.
So, well, there, you're going to say goodnight. I've been a very lovely evening. Walk out the door, get in the car, go home, jerk off, and ask.
That's right. After the incident, the minister began receiving anonymous phone calls, which she believed came from the same man. The 44-year-old denied committing an offense and said he was just trying to show the minister a wound on his leg.
Really, I'm not playing with bugs. Would you just look down here? Look, there's a... Look at that.
Oh, man. Federal agents have arrested a man suspected of misplacing an MP3 player that contained child pornography.
There's a lot of porn piling up on the internet. It doesn't download itself.
That's right. That's what apparently MP3 players are for now. Paul Lawrence Briggs has been taken into custody after he was identified in a surveillance video showing him dropping an object at Denny's restaurant.
Feels like an Arby's night.
Yeah, that stuff doesn't happen at Arby's. This all took place in Salt Lake City. Another patron gave it to a restaurant manager who found memory cards containing images of possible child pornography.
Okay, bend over.
Surveillance video aired on TV and viewers identified Briggs. He was arrested on a warrant for failing to register as a sex offender. Yeah, they always seem to forget, don't they? Oh, this next story, you could definitely say this story is basically about two things. Two things.
It's got booze, it's got girls. Booze and girls equals, I don't know, do you? I don't know, do you?
I believe it equals party. A Rowan Park teen in California is recovering at home after drinking what medical professionals say could have been a lethal amount of alcohol.
All right, remember, alcohol equals puke equals smelly mess equals nobody likes you.
That's right. Rowan Park police say the 15-year-old girl's blood alcohol content was 0.578.
I've given this country what it has long needed. A good 10-cent drunk.
Seven times the level for drunk driving when she was hospitalized over the weekend. 0.578%. Wow! All I can say is this girl sounds like she's ready for the desert fest.
We were somewhere around Barso, on the edge of the desert.
Oh, police say the girl had been at a party at home with a group of friends with no adults present.
She must be a good influence on children.
Investigators who are still piecing together what happened that night and trying to determine if there was any criminal wrongdoing, the name of the girl has not been released. Our final story for this installment of Not in the News News this hour. A man who was out on bail was arrested for brandishing a shotgun at passing motorists.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, it's not too bad. Deputy Frank Harden of the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Office responded to a call of a man with a gun near Main Street and C Avenue in Hesperia. A witness who made the initial call said he saw a man later identified as Jeremiah Glenn Schieffer, 28, of Hesperia, cruising and making obscene gestures towards other driver officials, said.
I assume you all have guns and crack.
Then the witness reported seeing Schieffer's brandishing a shotgun at another driver. Harden was able to stop Schieffer and found the shotgun and about 20 shotgun shells in Schieffer's vehicle.
Not every hunting accident is an accident.
Right. During the investigation, it was discovered Schieffer was out on bail and on unrelated charges.
To the idiot mobile.
Schieffer was booked into Victor Valley Jail on possession of illegal weapon and committing a felon while on bail charges. Not in the News News has come to an end this hour, and we've got more a little bit later on. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to rock a little bit more, and then Sharon Paquette is going to be here to perform for us live. Don't miss it. There's more happening coming your way.
Crazy Jay.
We were just having a little fun.
I thought it was toe-tapping fun.
Oh, that's so much fun. Oh.
Damn, that was fun.
Fun.
Today is the day, the worst day of my life. It's so sincere, it hurts me. I don't know why. Try to say, oh, you
It's the Fall Out Boys here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. I'm Crazy Jay, getting ready to rock with Sharon Paquette. She's making her way up, you know, but 44 flights is a long ways. Hey, if you want to check me out on MySpace, please do. It's myspace.com/crazyj13. Right now on the Rockin' Comedy Show, a song from the guys that rocked Diablos the other night during Cinco de Mayo celebrations. It was their CD release party for their album called American Radio. I'm talking about the boys known as Plan B. Here they are with Friend or Foe.
On a cruise ship because you'd make yourself miserable. The first time I walked into a cruise ship gala buffet,
don't cry for me, buffet people. The truth is I never loved you. Through all my dieting, my fat resistance, I kept my promise. Don't cry for me, buffet people. Your fears, they are not valid. If you are skinny, stay near the salad.
The thing with some of the cruise ship buffets is that they're very elaborate. And they have ice sculptures, and they have carvings, watermelons made into sharks, little cantaloupe baskets with little tomato roses. It's all very nice, but people see it, and they lose their minds. Oh, look at it, so pretty! And there's a long line for the buffet, and you get little old ladies up in front, and they're taking pictures of the buffet. Now, Evelyn, you get in and hold the cantaloupe basket, and I'm at the end of the line starving. Get out of the line! I mean, it's a cantaloupe. Why, haven't you been to a museum before? Get out of line. People are starving. I have no patience in a food line. Or in any line, for that matter. In McDonald's, if there's a long line, I jump behind the counter, I work the fries, I get it moving. I've been employee of the month twice, I don't even work there. But I take the parking space, and I love having my picture up. Watch people at McDonald's. They decide what they want when they get to the front of the line.
Get out of the line.
I knew what I wanted before I parked the car.
Get out of the line.
People read a McDonald's menu. It's McDonald's. It's the same stuff that you were 6 years old. Ask me anything. Left to right. Right to left. What do you want to know? I don't do well in lines. No. Starbucks. I need coffee in the morning or I can't talk. I like Starbucks. Good product. They're polite. Lines. Too long. My first cup can't be Starbucks. I'd be dead by the time I got to the front of that line. I have to stop at Dunkin' Donuts and get coffee to stand in line for coffee. And people stare at you like, I should have done that. Another one's KFC. People stand in line in front of me at KFC. I mean, they're looking at that menu. You know what they have? Chicken. You know what else they got? They got chicken. You want chicken or chicken?
Get out of the line.
Another one I don't do well. Movie theater concession lines. They got popcorn, candy, and that's it. Soda. People are staring. What? What? There's no buffalo wings. You can't get a prime rib. Get out of the line. Am I the only person in this line that has a movie to catch? And at the supermarket, I'm like, oh good, she has coupons, you bitch. I understand you need coupons, but I always get the lady in front of me. I have a coupon somewhere. Let me see where it is.
From his CD, Making Light of Myself, that's new from John Panette. It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. I'm your host, Crazy Jay. Ahead of that, Friend or Foe by Plan B from their debut CD, simply titled American Radio. Good news and bad news about Plan B. They rocked Diablo's the other night, packed that place. If you've never been to Diablo's, because you might not live in Vegas or you don't come enough, the place doesn't get that much business, but these guys overwhelmed them. Even the servers didn't know what to do. Great time, great show. Love the guys. Good news, they are performing May 31st at an event that could lead them to a record deal. So it's awesome. I wish them the best of luck with that. The bad news is, because that event for the record deal is happening on the 31st, they had to pull out of the Desert Fest. And I'm kind of bummed about it, but you know what? I wish them the best of success. Those guys are amazing. They are a great band, great group of guys. They're still going to be hanging out with us here at the show from time to time. And you really need to check them out. They do have a MySpace page. You can find them at my MySpace page. Order the CD. It is great, great stuff. So, again, congratulations to those guys for just rocking Diablo's the other night. We had an amazing time. But right now on the Rockin' Comedy Show, I'm feeling like a little leaving Springfield.
Negative attention. I don't want another public intervention.
you ever put a smiley face above the eye and lipstick on the mirror when you finally write.
I'm leaving!
When it's over, you won't see me. It's a stupid stage of grieving. I'll be playing Naked Twister with your mother and your sister. Attention.
Damn, baby girl, what you drinking on? Better let daddy get a taste of that.
Boy, rip your fucking larynx out. Be a birdie feeling like a drink all day. Always in the doghouse, that's okay. We don't give a rat that what to say. All we care about is another drink. Me and little B-Town beers all night. Quick and buy some drinks. We don't care about nothing but drinking and fucking and drinking and fucking. That's all we do. We don't care about nothing but drinking, fucking and more drinking, fucking. Now how about you? Me and the band say out till dawn. Still in the bar when the crowd's all gone. We don't give a rat that what to. All we care about is another drink. We don't care about nothing but drinking and fucking and drinking and fucking. That's all we do. We don't care about nothing but drinking. All we care about is another drink.
I had a copyright on the word fuck. I'd say fuck this job and yourself, you dumb fuck. No need for hard work and no need for luck. If I had the copyright on the word fuck. It's filthy, it's nasty, unseemly and vile. That all may be true, but it's so versatile. So often deleted, this fine expletive is a verb, a noun, and an adjective. If I had the copyright on the word fuck, I'd have no need for dadgum, dang, darn, shoot, or shucks. No need for hard work and no need for luck. If I had the copyright on the word fuck. Not a gasp, not a sigh, for my mouth would be heard. Nope, just a cha-ching when I hear the F word. If people got jealous of all of my wealth, I'd tell them to copyright shit, Sam and hell. If I had the copyright on the word fuck, it would roll off my tongue like water off a duck. Four-letter word usages perfectly honed. I could retire on New York alone. Where they say fuck the fucking motherfuckers, I don't give a fuck. If they can't fucking take a fucking joke, then hey, what the fuck? Those fuckers will fuck you, so don't get fucked up. Quit fucking around or you're gonna get fucked. Yeah. If I had the copyright on the word fuck, I'd say fuck this job and yourself in a mug. No need for hard work and no need for love. If I had to copyright on the word fuck. Thank you.
That's Carla Albrecht right here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. If I had the copyright, yeah, you could be a very rich person if you had the copyright on that word. You can find that on the new CD titled Red Peter's Comedy Music Hour, Volume 1, courtesy of Olio Records. Visit them online at olio.com. That's O-G-L-I-O. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to rock the 44th floor with our in-studio guest, Sharon Paquette.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Mrs. Johnson. Is Megan there?
Sure. Follow me. The kids are in the kitchen making sandwiches.
Hey, Julie.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Megan. Hey, Megan.
Yeah?
You're a total freak. God, you're ugly. And dumb. Oh, and your makeup makes you look like a tramp.
Oh, my God.
Tommy Morris told me you guys made out. Everybody knows. The whole school knows. He said your breath smelled like garbage, and he almost puked. He says you're the most desperate girl he knows. And that dress is totally hideous. You look like a big fat clown. Disgusting. Oh, and by the way, nice zit.
If you wouldn't say it in person, why say it online? Delete cyberbullying. Don't write it, don't forward it. For more information, visit ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Look at him, honey. He's studying the green. His hands are steady. His grip on the putter is perfect. His breathing is deliberate and relaxed. Adjust those legs, bend shoulder length apart. Concentrate. Be the ball.
That's my boy, it's in the hole, yes!
Is that good, Daddy?
Is that good? Yes, that's good. You're a natural. We gotta get you a set of clubs.
But he's 3.
He's almost 4.
The odds of a child becoming a professional golfer? 1 in 140,000. The odds of a child being diagnosed with autism? 1 in 150. You know the odds of autism. Now learn some of the signs. No big smiles or other joyful expressions by 6 months. No back and forth sharing of sounds or facial expressions by 9 months, and no babbling by 12 months. To learn more of the signs and more about autism, visit autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Hello.
Is Joey home?
Joey, the door.
Joseph.
Yeah.
Hello, son. I'm Dean Rubin from college. I'm here to invite you to join us this fall.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Give me a day. Yeah.
Well, we've reviewed your application.
Give me a D.
No, wait. Right, you didn't actually fill out an application.
I didn't think I had to.
You know what? That's fine. Because your algebra grade certainly... No? Wait, you didn't actually take...
Well, no one told me I was supposed to...
Ah, whatever. You really want to go to college, and we really want to have you.
Joey!
Joey! Out of bed!
Hey, wake up. You can't dream your way into college. There are actual steps you need to take. For all the steps, visit knowhowtogo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
It's Crazy Jay.
Fuck. Find the radio station. Uhura's monitoring the broadcast. Cut in and have yourselves beamed up to the ship.
I'm afraid I find it difficult to trust you.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I'm Crazy Jay. Joining us up here on the 44th floor, someone that's about to rock. A rock out with her keyboard. And her name is Sharon Paquette. I got it right. I did it. She's new to the show. We premiered her stuff last week, and, you know, people are liking it. And she's playing the Desert Fest.
Yeah, I'm so excited about Desert Fest.
And this is, like, our countdown, because there's only, like, a few weeks left. And so people are coming in that are doing the show, and we're excited.
Oh, yeah, my drummer's bringing his Land Rover and everything. We're going to have a good time.
It is fun. If you've never been out there, it's fun. It's definitely not people sitting around a campfire singing Kumbaya.
Oh, yeah,
Well, maybe Friday night when there's really not a lot going on. We might be singing Kumbaya. But it's nice. We have a huge arrangement of entertainment. We haven't had a big lineup like that in a long time. There's 11 performances going on out there. So,
wow, it's going to be awesome.
It's going to be amazing. People emailing us saying, oh, wow, the wide variety of music that's going on out there is you know, there's literally something now for everyone out there.
Yeah, I saw some of your lineup, and I saw Brother Luke on there, and he does the craziest stuff. And
yeah, he's got it all planned about how he's going to make the sound bounce off the canyon walls. And yeah. That's what he was saying.
He will do it.
Yeah, so he's looking forward to it. So it's going to be fun. Plus, you can go ATV riding out there and rock climbing and, well, drink a lot. I saw you knocking a few back on your birthday the other night.
Yeah, I did.
Little Jaeger shots going on.
Oh, yeah, I love those Jaeger shots. That was a good birthday.
It was.
I had the best time. I had four performers. Josh Klaus from Gone for Good and Jeremy Cornwell, all performing at my birthday with Brother Luke.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Oh my gosh,
and you got so Guitar cool. Hero on top of it.
I got Guitar Hero. Dude, I have not slept in 3 days.
Are you mastering it?
I am.
Because I literally had to stop playing Rock Band because that's all I was doing. Like, one night, literally, we realized we played for 12 hours.
So easy to do that.
We didn't stop, and, like, we didn't even drink. And that's unusual for us on a Friday night, not to pop a beer. And we didn't drink, and we were hungry. We're like, wow, we didn't even order pizza. And it's like 3 o'clock in the morning, and we still were playing. Like, it's unbelievable.
It's completely addictive.
So Rock Band is in a box in the garage because I wasn't getting anything done. Jay, you have a radio show to do. I can wait.
I got a place. Rock Band. You said people rocking out to Rock Band on your radio show.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
But if we want bad singers, I'll just do all the songs myself.
All right.
Because I didn't want to sing, and then they could not master the songs.
Oh, just put it on easy, man.
Should I stay or should I go? And, you know, after whatever, a couple beers and a couple shots of Jaeger, I'm the world's best Rock Band singer.
Nice. Can I get a little sample here?
No. We got to get the Jaeger shots up. You'll hear my non-abilities of singing probably at Desert Fest.
Yeah, well, my birthday was awesome. We were doing this event called Residence. And so, I mean, you were there.
Right.
We invited you out. It's been awesome. We're just, like, gathering all these different songs.
And that's the coolest place ever.
Oh, yeah, the Aruba?
Yeah.
Yeah, people don't know about it if they haven't been around here very long. But if you're a local, you probably do. Because they have a lot of local events happening down there.
Yeah, it's an amazing, like, you walk in there and it's a total flashback of old Vegas.
Yeah,
like,
I think the tagline on it is, old Vegas is gone, but the stain of it's here.
It's definitely a stain.
Yeah,
but
a
good
stain.
It's a good stain.
It's a good feeling.
Yeah.
For sure.
Cheap drinks.
Well, we're going to be moving to Thursday nights with our songwriter night there. And I know they have something going on almost every night there.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to have to get in there and do a comedy night or something.
Heck yeah. That's
That'd
a pretty fun room.
That'd be fun.
That room is so cozy, and they got all the equipment you need.
I got to say, the nice touch that you give it with the candles is...
Oh, yeah, I bring candles out.
Makes it all much more classy.
It does. It's really fun.
And the 1930s glimmer curtain in the back, that's...
Oh, that rocks
everything.
That's
nice.
You should see the videos. I'm making videos in there. And it's purple.
Yeah. It's nice. It is definitely old Vegas. Smells like it, too.
You know, for locals, though, there is not a lot of places you can go if you're tired after work, just throw jeans on. And, like, don't even, like, it's, I guess you would call that place the anti-scene.
Yeah.
Like, the anti-scene. There's no scene there. It's just you go and hang out and have a good time.
Yeah. Nice chairs, just, you know, just chilling.
Cheap beer.
Cheap beer, yeah, cheap beer and Jaeger shots. But, so how long have you been singing?
Oh, I've been singing forever. I, you know, started when I was young, but I actually got into doing musicals and opera when I was 16. I went through and did 4 years in university, and I got an opera degree.
Yeah, I heard you sing an opera on your MySpace page. That's pretty awesome.
It's pretty crazy. So I learned everything I wanted to learn, like needed to learn about music, and then gave myself permission to sort of break all the rules and kind of go from there, and that's where I got into songwriting. And then I kind of copped out, actually, right after university and decided to just go and become a teacher. I love teaching, but I got burnt out after a few years of that. But one exciting thing that I've done in the past few years is I actually worked on cruise lines for about 4 years. So I got a chance to travel around everywhere. And basically just came here about last year, and I started recording for the first time ever, yay, last September. So I did my first 4-song EP last September, and the goal is to have 12 new songs done by November. This EP was a bit of a teaser, and it was done in a few different styles. The next album is going to be a little bit more of a solidified style, and it's going to be, it's rock, but it's going to have, most of it is all going to have like a bluesy sort of feel to it.
That's cool. Who are your major influences when it comes to
Alanis Morissette is a huge influence of mine. I'm a Canadian, and I just love her lyrics and her style and her way of writing and being honest. And I like to write about what I'm experiencing. Sometimes it's about something that happened before, and sometimes it's what I'm going through at the time. But I just feel like when you're writing, you share your human experience. And then you don't have to, you know, try to make it sound like this or make it sound like that. People will, you know, kind of relate with you. So.
Now, speaking of the desert and the Desert Fest, if you were stranded in the middle of the desert with a CD player and one CD, what would it be?
A CD player and one CD. I think it would be Etta James.
Etta James?
Etta James, yeah.
Nice choice.
Yeah, I love the smooth, the soul, the smoothness in her voice. And I love how singers like her and Nina Simone, and they sing, but they don't over-sing. You hear a lot of over-singing these days. You hear a lot of girls and guys just, you know, just singing too much, like doing too much on their vocals and pushing it and not just relaxing back. And so I'm in the process of actually reteaching myself how to chill out and relax a little bit and just let my voice be what it is, instead of trying to sound like someone else. You know?
It's good.
So other influences I have, I love Amy Lee from Evanescence. I have a lot of respect for her. Actually, I think she has a new last name now. I can't remember what it is. But anyway, she got married. So, I love her writing style. I love how she took her classical influence and brought it into rock and made something new, which is what I would love to do. But, you know, it takes the time to develop that kind of thing, I think.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Who else? Anybody major?
Joss Stone, Alicia Keys, I'm a big fan of. Who else?
Because you have a big vocal range, and they all do that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, those are the girls I like to listen to. I'm a big fan of Jack Johnson and Ben Harper. I would throw that on any afternoon, especially after a long day. I have a very eclectic taste in music. I like pretty much everything.
Yeah, that's me. I have a wide variety of stuff.
Yeah. And I love to listen to like old blues too, you know, B.B. King and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, love that stuff.
I like to not close any doors. I think there's some, you know, there's some rock and like the heavy metal stuff, if you listen to it, you know, from the 80s. Some of it's pretty intense and like complicated and intricate. And so, I mean, you can listen to it and appreciate it without it just being like a 4-chord song.
Right.
You know, some of my songs are 4-chord songs, though, because it seems that the simpler it is, you know, the better to the ear it is. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not what I meant to say. I don't know. Hold on. You're going to erase that part.
I think we get the chip of it.
What am I trying to say? I don't know.
So you do the solo stuff, but you've also got the band.
Yeah, I'm working with a band right now, and a friend, and also who was a performer on the ship's name, Cody Sean. And he has an amazing voice. And he plays acoustic guitar for my stuff. And, you know, a couple of friends doing bass and drums. And but we're going to be trying to perform around town. Probably you'll see us at little places, like doing patios like Trader Vic's and things like that.
And you've got House of Blues coming up.
I got House of Blues on the May 8th.
Yeah.
We're really excited about that event. And we're going to be debuting a couple of new songs there.
That'll be awesome.
So, yeah. Yeah.
You play all over the place, not just the lounge.
Nope, not just the lounge. On Thursdays we're doing, you know, we're doing the little local. We're kind of new, so we're doing, you know, like Cheyenne Saloon and Freakin' Frog. Those are all the places.
I like Cheyenne Saloon.
Yeah. Nice. New people that are kind of new to town, like up and coming, usually that's the place you got to go first. Right,
get your feet wet at the Cheyenne Saloon.
Yeah.
Freakin' Frog. I used to do. Used to host a comedy show over at the Freakin' Frog.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Freakin' Frog's a great place, especially for people who are just starting out, because they will do a recording for you.
Yeah.
And that's your conversation for the night. But at least it's something. I mean, it's something nice that you can take home with you. And
I was happy when they gave me shots of Jaeger, so I was like, just keep them coming.
Yeah. Jaeger on the 44th floor, huh?
Jay, do you get paid? Yes.
I get paid in Jaeger.
It's not that Jaeger's my choice of drink. It's just, it's a quick shot, and it's yummy.
Tequila. Tequila, too.
No tequila.
Oh, I'm a tequila girl.
Tequila don't work with me, but Captain and Cokes are my favorite, I think. And my second favorite drink I have to watch when I drink, because it messes me up, is what they call the adios motherfucker. So, and it does exactly that.
Nice.
I drink enough of those, and I've had some experiences. So, those are nice. I woke up in some woman's house. I don't remember how I got there. That was nice. And I've actually drinking enough of those that I could not remember my name. And my friends were like, hey, Scott, come here. And I'm like, all right. And follow them around. But so I know that 3 is my cutoff. Like, 4, I'm doomed. 3. It's like,
I don't think I do more than 2 shots in 1 night. Always after I'm performing, too.
Right. But you've brought your keyboard. We're going to, you're the 3rd person in the history of the show to ever play keyboard.
Really?
Brother Luke was the 2nd.
All right. Oh, Brother Luke's an incredible pianist.
He's
a classical pianist.
We love going down to New York, and watching him do the dueling pianos.
I play the keyboard, but he's a pianist.
Yeah. He's amazing.
Yeah, he's got some skills.
Like a human jukebox or something.
Yeah.
Something's going on there.
Yeah, I don't know what you call him, but.
And people are going to get to see him at Desert Fest. I'm excited.
Yeah, there's he'll do all his original stuff, I think, too. But he takes requests.
There's a lot of people that are excited because I'm bringing most of the bands from Vegas out there. So it's going to be cool.
We, in our endeavors, starting that songwriting night, we have met so many talented people. House of R from, they call themselves Acoustic Soul, and they play at McFadden's, I think.
Yeah.
I know, yeah, but
McMillan's
on Chop. Yeah, right. Off Chop. Yeah, and they do like a human jukebox thing.
That's the guy that looks like Uncle Cracker.
Yeah, he does. He totally does. But, yeah, so many talented people in this town, and many of them are out there singing cover tunes everywhere. And you might not know it to hear, but when you hear their, might not know how talented they are until you hear their original tune.
That's because a lot of bands in Vegas, a lot of bars in Vegas like just cover bands.
Yeah, that's the style here as far as what the tourists want. Yeah, I think so.
You guys should get a gig out at Carnival Court.
That is a fun place to be.
That is. If you guys could play there.
Yeah, we'd have to learn a lot of cover tunes for that place. But, we're on our way. We're going to be doing that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good fun bar.
Yeah, we're just getting started.
Notice I know all the good fun bars.
Yes.
But you've brought your keyboard, so why don't we get you to play a song for us?
Sure.
This is the first song off your EP?
Yeah, this is my slow love song. And it was written for a certain someone who was at my birthday.
That wasn't me. So for those of you who are thinking that, you're wrong.
Oh, come on, Jay.
It was Dr. Jaeger.
Come on. Dr. Jaeger. Yeah.
He gave you a shot.
And this is what happened.
And this is the song. Here it is.
Check 1, 2. Get to your room.
nightstand just won't do, 'cause I really like you. And I wasn't expecting this. Fire in your kiss, I'm going home right now. But I won't sleep tonight. And though I want to, I can't stay. And I won't sleep tonight. You cast a spell over me.
The Rockin' Comedy Show, Truly Rockin' with Sharon Paquette.
See, you got
I still got it right.
Sharon Paquette.
Paquette, mm-hmm. Got it. I'm going to remember that. I was like, how do you say her name? I'm sitting here studying all day. I want to say it right. So, being from Canada, you must love hockey.
I do. I grew up with it. My father played, my brothers played, my cousins played, et cetera, et cetera.
So, your favorite team?
The Maple Leafs. Hello.
Great. Hate the Maple Leafs.
I'm a Torontonian. Funny thing about Toronto. Toronto is Toronto. If you're not from there, people will say Toronto. Are you from Toronto?
We went on a helicopter trip to the Grand Canyon once, me and a friend, and there was three ladies in the helicopter. So when we landed at the bottom of the canyon, they kind of had an accent I didn't really recognize, and I asked them where they were from, and they said Toronto. And I was like, oh, really? And she's like, that's in Canada, don't you know? I was like, yeah, I didn't think they moved it. But it was just like, it was just the funniest.
She had like the wrong accent completely.
Yeah, and I was like, okay.
We have some like Scottish, Irish people out on the East Coast, but hey.
But it was funny. She's like, that's from Canada. I was like, really? Didn't know. Not like you said Toledo, and I would have been like, oh, is that Ohio?
Actually, I grew up in Windsor, right across from Detroit. So I spent a lot of time in Detroit when I was younger. I even actually sang in some choirs down there when I was in university.
Is it true that people in Canada think of, there was an old saying, I remember who said it, they said that Canada is like a loft apartment looking over a really good party.
That is Robin Williams live on Broadway.
I was wondering if you knew who said that. You don't agree?
Absolutely not.
I'm impressed that you know that it's Robin Williams. That's awesome.
I did. I love him. Oh, dude. No, U.S. and Canada are different. There's some cultural differences. But, you know, we have all the same, like, television and whatnot. So, but, I mean, there are some cultural differences, but I would say the biggest difference from when I moved here, you guys pay your people for entertainment, and we don't.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, people get paid here to entertain, like comedians and musicians and whatnot. I mean, I'm not yet, but...
I was going to say that. What are you getting at? They bring you in Jaeger at the bar. So.
Yeah, but I mean, as soon as you, there's things to do. I mean, you know, I could try and get into a Cirque show and get paid, whatnot. I mean, there's stuff like that happening in Canada, but I mean, Toronto and Vancouver is happening, but you have towns all over this country where, you know, you could be in entertainment. And
so Canadians don't pay their entertainers?
You know, no, we just have our money in all these different places, like healthcare and, you know.
Where it should be.
I don't know. No, we are a little different. And there are some, I don't know, what's the biggest difference that I've noticed?
We're baseball
the
players.
The shoes off, shoes on thing. Everywhere you go in Canada, you just take shoes off when you go in someone's house. And you just don't do that here. You don't have to. But I think it's mainly because of the weather. You know, it gets, you know, very slushy and rainy and snowy all the time and whatnot. So it's like, that's a funny thing I was always doing when I moved down here, taking my shoes off when I go in somebody's house. And they're like, what are you doing?
That's crazy.
Not really, but hey.
So you have a MySpace page that seems to be pretty active with a lot of
fans. Oh, I'm so excited. We're up to, I think, about over 20,000 plays.
Yeah.
About 15,000 hits. It's www.myspace.com/SharonPaquetteMusic. So it's SharonPaquette Music. And I also have my own website, www.SharonPaquette.com. Yeah, you can buy my stuff on CD Baby. The 4-song EP right now is just $5, or if you're going to just do one song at a time, it's 99 cents. You can buy them on iTunes. They're all over the place. If you Google my name, I think you'll see, like, the first three pages of all the different things we've been doing. I have a schedule up on my MySpace and on my website. We're pretty busy for the month of May, especially.
Yeah, Desert Fest.
Woo-hoo. Yeah, woo! No. And
other places too. But guys, be careful. She does have a boyfriend, so don't Google her too much. He might not like that. But let's get you to do another song.
All right. So this song is. Do we have to do more? Okay. This song is actually this song I wrote. It's called "Good Things Are Gonna Happen," and if you have been a fan of What the Bleep or The Secret or anything like that, you can tell I was watching all that stuff while I was writing actually the next two songs. "Good Things Are Gonna Happen" is all about just kind of talking about how great everything is, and then great things happen as you talk about them. Sort
right.
Of. So yeah, it's a pretty fun song.
And here it is.
I used to tiptoe through a street of puddles, till lo and behold, down came the rain. I was wet, cold, down and out, soaking. That's when I felt it all wash away. No, elevate me. I said, please come and take me. The sun's gonna come out soon. I don't mind waiting, delaying, knowing good things are gonna happen. I take time to enjoy the moment. Watch as it's unfolding. Wait and let you know when good things are gonna happen. Time passing and I can't help laughing, cause good things are gonna happen to me.
I've been sailing on a sea of regret. I just couldn't take the risk, been deceived by those same lines. Watching screens, movie scenes of other people's so-called lives. It's time to live it up, just lift up your song and sing. Oh, elevate me, please come and take me. The sun's gonna come out soon. I don't mind waiting to like it, knowing good things are gonna happen. Take time to enjoy the moment, watch as it's unfolding. Waiting to like it, knowing good things are gonna happen. Time passing and I can't help laughing, good things are gonna happen. There comes a time when what goes round comes around. And I wanna be there when it does. With arms embracing, all chains are breaking. I love this feeling. Waiting to let you know. Knowing good things are gonna happen.
Hi, Mr. and Mrs. Klimchak.
We'll take 2 peanut brittles. Raising money for school?
No, picking on your kid at school.
What? Our Henry?
I'm the class bully.
Well, forget the peanut brittle.
Look, I'm not gonna pull any punches. Get it? But every day, I start fights with your kid on the playground.
But you...
I take his lunch money.
Honey, what do we do?
What do we do?
Hey, I've got some answers.
It's McGruff, the crime dog.
Bullies don't just walk up and introduce themselves. When kids worry about bullying, you have to read the clues. They may not want to go to school. Their grades may drop.
Our Henry hasn't mentioned a bully.
That's another thing. Kids don't want to talk about it.
I don't mean to twist your arm. Sorry. But you might want to get involved.
Well...
Oops, late for lunch. Found a trip a kid with his tray.
How do you stop bullies? Well, with words to your kids, school administrators, other concerned parents, and by going to McGruff.org.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
What are you doing?
Filling out a loan application.
I can help you get approved, you know.
Really? How?
With this.
A bag of sand?
It's not a bag. It's a pouch. And it's not sand. It's credit fairy dust.
Credit fairy dust?
Yes. I sprinkle some fairy dust on the application, and your credit rating magically improves.
There's no such thing as the credit fairy.
A non-believer now. But what will you think when your loan is approved?
I'll think my credit score improved because I paid my bills on time, kept my credit card balances low, and only opened a new card if I really needed it.
It's the dust.
It's sand.
Don't deny the credit fairy.
There's no magic to improving your credit, but there is help, and it's free. Go to creditfairy.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the Consumer Bankers Foundation, the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights Education Fund, and the Ad Council.
As a dad, you'll probably spend years teaching your son how to hit a baseball, how to throw a tight spiral and hit a receiver, how to spring off a diving board and hit the water, how to hit a one wood and a 9-iron, how to hit the bullseye, how to hit the strike zone, hit a jump shot, hit the open man, hit the hockey net, and maybe the most challenging of all, how to hit the books. But the question is this, how much time will you spend teaching him what not to hit? Teach your son early and often that all violence against women is wrong. For tips on what to say, visit endabuse.org. Brought to you by the Family Violence Prevention Fund, the Waite Institute for Violence Prevention, the Ad Council, and this station.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Crazy J.
We are back here on the Rockin' Comedy Show, rocking up here on the 44th floor as we prepare for Desert Fest, and she's here, Sharon Paquette.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah. I'm excited, though. It's going to be a good time. Desert Fest, I've lost my mind out there a couple of times.
Do you have those special drinks?
No, but I I can drink an entire big bottle of Captain Morgan by myself all day Saturday. And I did once.
And my friend, I slow drink, I'm asleep by 8 o'clock.
And my friend, well, she made me drink out of my shoe. That's the great. And now people are like, every year, they're like, Jay, are you going to drink out of your shoe? It's not anything I was proud of. Like, last year, they were going to try and raise money to get me to do it again. Like, I don't really, I'm proud of the fact that I drank out of my shoe. But, yes, there are pictures, and, yes, it is on the MySpace page for Desert Fest. And
nice.
She took my shoe, and it's not really any place you can walk around barefoot out there, because they got these little hard, prickly things in the sand. So you need your shoes. And she walked by and took my shoe, and I was like, hey, I need that. And she's like, what would you do for it? I go, I don't know, I'll drink out of it, whatever. And so they made me a Captain and Coke and put it in my shoe. And the trooper that I am, I'm not going to abuse alcohol, so I drank it.
Oh, man.
Keep in mind a shoe that I did wear for 2 days. So it was pretty ripe. And just as they gave it to me, my friend Steve jumped in and said, no, we can't do that to him. And I was like, thanks, Steve. I love you. And he goes, we have to put ice in it. He wore that shoe all day. Yeah, needless to say, I still remember what it tasted like. It wasn't good.
Oh, God.
And then I threw
the
shoe in the fire when I was done, and it nearly incinerated. I don't know if it was from the alcohol or because it just really stunk. I don't know which I don't know what killed it, but yes, I've had some fun times out there. Standing on a rock that wasn't even a foot off the ground, I was sitting there and told my friend I couldn't get down because it was too high.
Was the rock too high?
No, apparently I was too drunk, but it was a little. She's like, just stand up. I'm like, I can't do it. I can't do it. That's why I go every year.
It sounds like a good time. It sounds like what Memorial Day weekend should be.
It is. And
you gotta bring your own food, yeah?
Yeah, and there's all kinds of food that gets cooked out there. I mean, it's
awesome.
It's amazing. My friend Zach makes the best ribs. In fact, Zero Finger said the only way they would play this year is if Zach made the ribs again. So.
Nice.
So he slow cooks them all day. And I, you know, and it sucks because I do the radio show out there on Saturday before we start the event. So I'm smelling all this food, and I'm just like, this is...
We do a lot of that kind of stuff in Canada in the summer. You know, the lakes and the barbecues.
Can't wait for you guys to go. You're going to be on your Land Rover and just rocking around out there. It's going to be...
I can't wait.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
See, and I talk about it because I know people are going to be like, let's go. Yeah.
Heck yeah.
We get anywhere from 50 to 150 sometimes. I think the most we ever had out there was 300 people.
Nice.
And you don't see them right away because they kind of like stay, you know, they don't want to fester in the sun too much. But as soon as the sun starts going down and people are playing, all of a sudden you're like, where the hell did all these lawn chairs come from? And it's just like tons and tons of people. It's just,
and you can check out all the bands around town, and you know, you need a CD for your car.
Yeah.
We'll have them all out there.
Yeah, you need a CD to stop your table from wobbling? They got them out there.
Yeah, we got them out there. Yeah. $5 a pop.
But yeah, I mean, it's good time. So I'm really glad you guys agreed to do it. And,
you know, yeah, we're looking forward to it.
I'm glad your band's going to be out there because it's amazing.
Yeah,
I think people are really going to enjoy it.
It's going to be so much fun.
And then Brother Luke, I mean, it's amazing. And some bands you probably haven't seen, so, you know, you'll be entertained on that aspect, too.
Yeah, I love meeting the artists around town here. There's a lot of people in this town. I can't even stress it enough. I know I said it already, but...
Yeah, it's true. There's a lot of talented people, but just really no place to showcase it.
You gotta kind of, if you're really interested in that sort of thing, you really gotta dig it out. And I think the Rocks Lounge is one place that is showcasing artists here and there. But you gotta, you know, pick a night.
And that's the cool thing about MySpace is I have gotten so many friend requests from just artists, you know.
Yeah, I heard the Huntridge closed down, right? So everybody sort of doesn't know where to go anymore for that type of thing.
Yeah.
And, well, definitely it's happened at Aruba and then the Rocks Lounge and, of course, Mike Soli's event at House of Blues.
House of Blues, yeah, that's good
Acoustic
stuff.
Acoustic Strip now, it used to be called Unplugged.
Right.
Yeah.
It's good. So your CD is doing well.
Yeah, it's been doing really well. We've had an awesome response.
I have two, one for my table and one for the chair that also wobbles out.
Oh, excellent, excellent.
No, I'm kidding. It's very good. We played the hell out of it last week. So after you leave today, I'm done. I won't play it every. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'll play it at least two more times. No.
This guy is waiting for me to jump off the couch.
No, it's good stuff. So let's do one more song. I think this is the song that also has a video with it.
Yeah, we just did a video. We did it here in Vegas at a circus school, no doubt.
Circus school?
Yeah, there's a Russian school, circus school here. And we went out there and we just used their facility to do the video. But yeah, it was pretty fun. I got all body painted up and everything by the director of the video. And it was pretty cool. It was quite an experience. So anyway, we've been getting lots of hits on that on YouTube as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, that video is up all over the place on the internet.
We sent it out on the Desert Fest page too to give people an idea of
who they're gonna come.
Who they're gonna come see? Who's gonna rock out there? Your voice is just gonna carry through the canyon.
Yeah, and we do. I mean, in our set, we do a lot of fun cover tunes too, and kind of get rocking.
No, I had a great time.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, my stuff's a little more. Cody's stuff is going to be a little bluesier, and when we get into the end of our set, we do a lot of, like, rock songs, heavy rock songs, and it's pretty fun.
It's going to be great. I can't wait. I'm excited.
Yeah.
See, and I get, like, the pre-fest stuff, because you're here, but then you're doing the House of Blues, and then you're doing another show before the fest, so, and all these people, like, Plan B's got a gig on, you know, mm-hmm. Yeah, and so it's just, I get to go and just see it all, and just...
And you had a good band in here the other day, you said, yeah?
Living Springfield.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're good. But unfortunately, they work for David Copperfield, and he won't let them off. So I gave him some crap last week when they were on the show. But I'm like, when you work for David Copperfield, like, do you go around and, like, hide his car keys and go, did you make him disappear? And
I'll that's awesome.
Oh. Yeah, because he apparently needs a lot of money now. So he's doing, like, 3 shows that Saturday of the fest, so... You know, because people raided his place and took all that money because he got accused of all that stuff. So it just sucks.
Yeah.
So now leaving Springfield, well, they...
Oh, well...
Bummer. No.
Okay. Back to the song.
Back to your song and your video.
Yeah, all right.
So here it is.
As the sun came down, bringing color to the world in a moment so profound, I locked myself in my room, turned up the radio, looking through the mirror, I found myself, though I was searching for someone else. Open arms, I close my eyes. Drops slide down my face. I never felt so alive. No more hiding for me. I will throw this cloak away. Rid myself of shame and past mistakes. Breaking off the locks to open gates. Face to face, I never. told you I was too caught up in yesterday. I'm still your little girl.
Okay.
It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. You can visit me on the web. It's rockincomedyshow.com. I also have a MySpace. It's myspace.com/crazyj13, where you can find Sharon in the top, like six or seven, I think.
I am in the top six or seven. I am going places.
You have no idea. You're going to go to 8, 9, 10. No. You're going to go way down. No, it's amazing. It's amazing. It is. Your music blew me away, actually. When
Thank
I first
you
heard
very
it,
much.
When your friend requested me, at first I had to be a little cautious. It wasn't one of those spam girls. It's like, hey, check out my webcam.
Right.
You know, so I was like, who's this? You know.
Yeah, the only nudity you're gonna see. No, I'm just kidding. There's no nudity.
Well, if there was, then you'd be at number two.
Well, you never know.
You never know what that Jaeger's going to do out there at the fest. You have no idea. I was told I should bring my my checker shots out to the fest because, you know, it would be fun. But then I don't even think I would really play checkers. I think I would just, like, line them up.
With your shots?
Yeah. We have some great drinking games lined up.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm
gonna play that checker shots game.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I might bring it.
We might break it though.
Maybe.
Speaking of drinking games, I have one that we're gonna do out there, and
you might like this one. It's called Flip, Sip, or Shoot. Right. This actually comes from a bartender book of drinking games, and the rule is the game works best with 3 to 5 people, but more makes the game last a little longer. The rules are simple. You flip a coin, and while it is in the air, you call heads or tails. If you guess it right, you pass the coin to your right. If you guess wrong, you pass the coin to your left, and either take one shot or drink or a whole drink. One catch, you can't do the same thing twice, so you can either sip, shoot, or drink the whole thing. So.
Nice.
That would be fun.
I'd be getting hammered pretty quick on that.
Pretty quick, especially if it were all like Jaeger shots and tequila.
You know, let's do beer.
Let's do beer.
I'm a Canadian, you know, I love beer.
Oh, you do? Well,
I do not like American beer, though.
This is a game that we're going to do for the radio show where you get a chance to win a $50 gift card to Best Buy.
Oh, yeah?
It's called Edward 40 Hands.
Okay.
And in order to play this game, all you need is duct tape and 240 cans of beer. For each person, you tape one of the 40s to each of your hands, and you can't take them off until both 40s are empty. Which means if you need to go to the bathroom, you either have to chug the beers, or just wet yourself. If you can't, that means you can't answer your cell phone or basically do anything until the two drinks are completely gone. The point of the game is to make people drink a lot of beer real fast.
I can chug a beer pretty quick.
Can you do a 40? Two of them? We'll have to find out, right?
Yeah, after I'm done singing.
Is it worth the $50 gift card to Best Buy? Maybe not. So we got some drinking games. It's gonna be fun.
Okay, we'll do how fast you can do one beer.
One beer?
One regular, maybe a Newcastle, a pretty thick one.
How about a beer bong? You good at that?
Yeah, not too bad.
Not too bad?
Shabby.
We had a beer bong contest out there last year. That was fun.
Wow.
But
I'll
we
have
had
to pace myself.
We had one guy use Smirnoff Ice because he's kind of a pussy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nah.
I did Captain and Coke with the ice cubes. Yeah.
How'd that work out for you?
I didn't really want the ice cubes. I didn't know they were in there. I was like, choking them. It worked just fine.
Well, you're still alive.
Yeah, I'm here. I uphold the crazy name as much as possible. But it's been so fun having you here.
Thanks, Crazy Jay.
Thank you for coming in. Sorry that your man had to walk all the way up and down the steps with your keyboard and all that.
Man. That was, like, pretty heavy.
Yeah, you should have been here last week. Apparently the elevator was working, but today,
that would've been nice.
Today, not so much.
I know. I get up here, I'm all sweating, and you're taking video of me.
Yeah, well.
I'm still hot.
You should still see this, the video I have of you guys going up the stairs. That's funny.
Oh, damn.
I think it was worth it.
It was all worth it.
I think I'm going to invest in one of those spiral escalators like they have at Caesar's Palace. That'd be kind of neat.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, but it might be expensive for 44 flights.
Heck yeah.
But it's nonstop. It would be continuous, so it'd be kind of fun. And I could have, when I get to the top, reverse it so it can go down.
Nice.
Switch the direction.
Now you're thinking.
See?
Now you're thinking. That's pretty high class.
It is. But it is the Rockin' Comedy Show. Check her out at MySpace. Check her out all over town. Check her out in Playboy. Oh, wait, there's no new today. But it was fun having you here. It was good.
Right,
it was good seeing you at your birthday. And
oh, I had such a good time.
It was. It was fun.
I had a good time.
You'll have to come out to my birthday.
When is your birthday?
July 13th. We're going to have a big party.
All right, where are you going to do it?
Probably at a friend's house with a big pool and...
All
right. If you guys can play.
Nice house party.
Yeah, nice house party.
Yeah, we'll see if we'll set up. We're not busy.
Yeah. Oh, you won't be busy. Because no's not an option. You guys will be there. That's my new thing now, is no's not an option.
And I like that.
It seems to be working. I told my friend the other day, hey, you know, Plan B has a gig coming up. Well, I don't know if I can. No, you will be there. So, and she showed up. So, see, that's the power of no.
Nice.
Just how you.
I'm gonna try that with some of these bar owners that you know. Hey, yeah. Come and play for free.
Yeah. No,
it's not an option.
No, you're gonna.
No, you're gonna pay me.
You're gonna pay me. It might work, but you have to say it with where they believe you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like no, you are gonna do this for me. You're gonna make this happen, and they'll do it because they'll be scared.
Nice.
We'll be back right after this.
McGruff here.
The crime dog?
Yep.
I think I'm going to need your help. I've got an internet bully.
Okay, well, what you do is...
Maybe you could put a virus on her computer. Or a tracking device. Or a bug.
You don't have to do that, are you?
Or maybe we could get an attack dog. You ever see those attack dogs that can, like, rip a person's arm off? Seriously. Or like a SWAT team. A cyber SWAT team or something. Or like an army. Did you ever see that zombie army movie? We should get a zombie army.
Wait. All you need to do to stop an internet bully is delete their messages and never forward them on.
So, no zombies?
No zombies.
Bummer.
Delete cyberbullying. Don't write it, don't forward it. For more information, visit ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Cuando me da un ataque de asma, siento miedo. Se sienten como pequeños clavos en el aire que dan contra mis pulmones.
Comienzo a toser.
A veces mis padres me tienen que llevar de emergencia al hospital.
Hoy, uno de cada 13 niños sufre de algún tipo de asma, representando un tercio de las visitas de emergencia al hospital.
Siento como si me estuviera ahogando. Es como si tuviera un elefante sobre mi pecho.
Pero aunque su niño sufra de asma, él no necesariamente tiene que sufrir. Existen maneras simples de prevenir el próximo ataque de su niño. Para más información, llame al 1-866-NO-ATTACKS. Esto es 1-866-662-8822. En el Internet visite www.noattacks.org o consulte a su médico. Porque inclusive solo un ataque es demasiado.
Me siento como un pez en agua.
Traído a usted por el EPA y el Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Ryan Seacrest for RAD. Over 300 people in this country are killed every week by a drunk driver. That's the equivalent of 2 747 plane crashes every single week. And the problem isn't going away unless we all do our part to stop it. So if you see someone who's about to drive after drinking, get the keys. Don't leave it up to anyone else. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hey, now, this is JT from The Uninvited, and you are listening to The Crazy J Show.
Going to hurt me. I can see it from here.
capital T. Pain with a capital P. But when you're lying here next to me, it feels good with a capital T. You have nothing but problems. You got issues galore. I should turn off my telephone. I should lock the front door. You are trouble.
Times roll in case God doesn't show. And I want these words to make things right, but it's the wrongs that make the words come to life. But who does he think he is?
If that's the worst you got, better put your fingers back to the key.
It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. I'm Crazy Jay. Email me, won't ya? It's crazyj@comic.com. Again, that's crazyj@comic.com. You can also find me on MySpace. It's myspace.com/crazyj13. I want to thank Sharon Paquette for dropping by. It was fun. We rocked out. She's a great gal. Visit her MySpace page through my page. If you go to my profile, you'll notice that there are a lot of dates for some of the artists that you're hearing on the show, like Plan B and Zero Fingers and all those guys. So just check it out. That's where I'm hanging out. That's where they're hanging out. Definitely got to come and have a good time with us out at some of these places. Sharon Paquette, wonderful performer, and I think she's going to be a great addition to the Desert Fest this year. You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. What do you say? Let's do some news.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
This is not in the news. News. Actual news stories that you can find online at websites like FARC.com. That's F-A-R-K.com. FARP.com. Or Freep. Sorry, Freep.com is another one. Also, if you go to Yahoo and click on Oddly Enough, you'll find the stories there as well. Well, I guess we can just get started by saying some men say using prostitutes is an addiction. That's right. An anti-prostitution group try to thwart sex trade by going after customers. They said they have faced a big problem. Researchers have only the crudest gasps of why men buy sex.
Sometimes you have to show a little skin. This reminds guys of being naked, and then they think of sex.
Right. Even scholastic understanding of prostitution demand has been colored by a boys will be boys attitude towards sex activists.
Oh, what you want to know about is sexual intercourse.
A little bit. To get a better understanding, a group of researchers, most of them young women, invited more than 100 Chicago area men who frequently use prostitutes to talk about their attitudes and experiences.
Oh, splendid! This calls for a sexy party!
They were overwhelmed by responses. More than 200 men answered the ads the researchers placed in local sex service classifieds and were willing to sit down with strangers to discuss at length their illegal sexual practices.
I'm ready for sex.
Who's not, really? I mean, I am. While the survey, which is not peer-reviewed, is likely to draw criticism from academics, the project offers a window into the attitudes of men who buy sex. The results to be made public on Wednesday...
It's time to test my porno.
...show men are often deeply conflicted about their behavior. Though most of the men interviewed said they believe there is nothing wrong with prostitution.
Sometimes you have to show a little skin. This reminds guys of being naked.
That's right. A large majority, 83% to be exact, view buying sex as a form of addiction. Most men said they believed women entered prostitution freely, but they acknowledge that the sex trade is devastating to women involved. A large percentage of the men, 57%, suspect the women they pay were abused as children, and nearly a third said they viewed women's relationships with pimps as harmful. About 40% of men said they are usually intoxicated when they buy sex. Seems to make sense. It's kind of why I stay away from the strip clubs. Spending all that money getting drunk and getting all worked up, and then you end up going somewhere and buying a whore. Has that ever happened to you guys? A Romanian man has lodged a official complaint with the local trading standards agency after he got drunk off of a single beer.
You're kidding.
No.
You see, I've been that drunk myself sometimes.
36-year-old Lansu Borelli says he bought a can of beer at a local supermarket and says he got so drunk after drinking it, he nearly passed out. Borelli claims he can't hold his drink and that it's ridiculous to think that one can of beer can get him this drunk.
You drunk?
No. But this ought to do it.
He believes there was something wrong with the beer. He wants compensation and is demanding the Consumer Protection Office investigate. So he got drunk off one beer. Suck it up, princess. It's not in the news. I'm your host, Crazy Jay. We're taking a look at some off-the-wall news stories. A Roman Catholic priest was sentenced to 4 years in prison for having sex with two inmates. Here's the twist. It was at a women's prison. That's right. Not with men, but with women.
You fucked up!
Vincent Inimatelli, I believe is how you pronounce that, worked at a federal medical center, Carswell, in Fort Worth, Texas, for 7 years until last fall. He pleaded guilty in November to two counts of sexual abuse at the ward.
The way I figure, there's really not too much future with a sold-out front like you.
U.S. District Judge Terry Means said Vincent had violated trust as an employee of the federal prison and as a priest. For this, he will face a higher authority than this one, if you know what I mean.
Your behavior is completely inappropriate.
Both women were serving federal sentences for drug distribution, conspiracy convictions. One met Vincent in 2004 after attending church services and becoming involved in the prison choir and Bible study classes. The other met Vincent a few months later while working as a clerk for the prison's religious service department. Vincent is a naturalized U.S. citizen who was ordained in his native country of Nigeria. This story I love. I've been waiting to get to this story since I put it together. A man has been acquitted of assaulting and having unlawful sex with a teenager he met via a vampire website.
www.whatthefuck.com.
There's a website for everybody. A South Australian District Court jury took 4 hours to find Warwick Acott, 39 years old, not guilty of one count of having unlawful sex with a teenager.
Under 17, not admitted without parent.
He met on vampirefreaks.com and two counts of assaulting her. The girl said he stalked her for years.
Okay, now remember, they're all potential stalkers. Most want an autograph and a handshake, but some of them want an autograph and a handshake, and then they want to take you home, tie you up, and saw your feet off.
Or just bite you and try to suck out your blood. Anyway, the girl said he stalked her for years with sexually violent messages before pushing his way into her house on June 18th of 2006, when she was 16. He was biting her breasts, whipping her with a cat o' nine tails, and forcing her to perform fellatio.
This is the best thing I have ever put in my mouth.
Oh, that was wrong. But Mr. Acott said the girl pursued him, telling him he was gorgeous, and she wanted to be his slave. And after finding his photograph on... She said this, of course, after she found his photograph on the vampire website.
Quiet! I can't hear myself lie!
He said he was flattered and fascinated when she told him she was a pain junkie and wanted to be his whore.
Oh, my God. You really are crazy, aren't you?
He told the jury he'd broken off contact with the girl twice after finding out she had lied about her age. But he was happy to see her again when she tapped him on the shoulder in a sex shop and asked him to buy her a whip for her 16th birthday.
Lord, have mercy.
He said she invited him home, where he admitted he whipped and bit her at the girl's request, but he denied the fellatio occurred, saying he pushed her away when she revealed sex would be unlawful due to her age.
That's what I love about these high school girls, man. I get older, they stay the same age.
17 is the age of consent in Australia, unless both parties are 16. Mr. Acott said that after he unleashed a tirade of abuse at her, she warned him she would make him suffer.
Your suffering will be legendary, even in hell.
I'm sure it went, you know, something like that. The girl admitted a series of lies in her evidence, including that Acott had cut her with a scalpel outside the court. Mr. Acott said he revealed justice has been done. All I have to say is that I'm very grateful to the jury. I'm pleased that they came to the right verdict. And our last story for Not in the News news this week is about Bill Braminetti. Well, Bill Braminetti, you could say, just loves his Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Come and get it, you undead sack of shit.
He loves it so much that he had a custom coffin order made to look like the beer can. That's right. He's got the custom-made beer can casket to prove it to all of his friends.
How about a beer, sweetie?
The 67-year-old Glenwood Village administrator doesn't plan on needing it anytime soon. He threw a party for friends and filled his silver coffin designed with Pabst Blue Ribbon in mind, the colors of red, white, and blue, with ice and his favorite brew inside.
How about a beer, sweetie?
Why put such a great novelty piece up on the shelf in storage when you could use it only this way, Bill Brunetti said. That's redneck, having a coffin made to look like a beer can. Especially Pabst Blue Ribbon. You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am Crazy Jay, and it is a pleasure to be here. If you want to email me, you can. And if you got a funny news story that you've stumbled across, send them my way. My email address is crazyj@comic.com. Again, that's crazyj@comic.com. I'm also on MySpace. It's myspace.com/crazyj13. And don't forget about the official website for the program where you can check out past shows. They're all archived up there for you. All 50 of the Rockin' Comedy Shows. That's right. 50 Rockin' Comedy Shows. I've been doing the show for a while, but it was not too long ago that we switched it from the Crazy J Show to calling it the Rockin' Comedy Show. So visit it. It's rockincomedyshow.com. You might have heard in the news that there is a new amusement park in South Carolina. It's the Hard Rock Amusement Park, where they've got all kinds of great rides. One of them called Whole Lotta Love, and it's a Led Zeppelin roller coaster. Got me to thinking that, you know, they are one of the greatest classic rock bands of our time. And I'm not the only one that agrees with that statement, because Led Zeppelin rules. Here's Nerf Herr to tell you all about it. It's the Rockin' Comedy Show.
Led Zeppelin!
Discovery Channel. Only back then it was called Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom. You remember that? Yeah. Marlon Perkins, that nutty old kook. We whacked up Jim with 300 cc's of Thorazine. Let's watch him slap the cougar. We used to all sit in front of the set. My mother would be like, oh, look at that lion. He's so majestic and regal. Look at him. My father's like, look at the balls on him. They got to weigh 30 pounds each. No wonder he's king of the jungle. Your Majesty, I'm very impressed. Yeah, the animals can be kooky. The black widow spider, you know what she does after sex? Kills the male. I tell you one thing, I'd be one gay spider if that meant. This web is a mess. Can't we get a moth to come in twice a week and clean up? I work just as hard as you do, Ramon. I'm out there every day pulling silk out of my ass to make you happy. I hope a bird eats you, you insensitive bastard. Spiders are weird. You know, the male tarantula has his genitals at the end of his leg. And coincidentally, so do I. Hi, girls. Notice the big shoe. Everything's easy if you're an animal. Childrearing's easier. Sometimes tigers eat their young. If humans did this, we'd never have another troubled youth. Bobby, sit down.
No.
Bobby, don't make me get the ketchup.
Save that gum that you threw in the garbage.
about? Can I sniff the pit stains on your blouse? And do I creep you? Do I creep you out?
You're just cleaning all of this out. Still the only question we
from the CD Straight Outta Linwood. That's Weird Al with Do I Creep You Out? Straight Outta Linwood, straight back into touring. That's right, this summer he's got some dates out there. If you're not quite sure where he's performing, you can go to weirdal.com. Also check out his MySpace page. They're posted there. For those of you that live in the Las Vegas, Nevada area, he will be performing at the Henderson Pavilion June 27th. Tickets are on sale now. Get them. Come out. Say hi. I'll be there. We'll be rocking out, Dino Mike and myself. So check it out. It's Weird Al performing live in your area, maybe. WeirdAl.com for more information. We got a request going out to Scott. He wanted to hear this one from Chuck Berry.
We got to do our alma mater. We must do our alma mater. When I was a little bitty boy, my grandmother bought me a cute little toy. Silver bells hanging on a string. She told me it was my ding-a-ling-a-ling-o.
Ding-a-ling! Ding-a-ling!
Beautiful, beautiful. And then Mama took me to grammar school, but I stopped off in the vestibule. Every time that bell would ring, catch me playing with my ding-a-ling-a-ling-o.
Ding-a-ling! Ding-a-ling!
That is beautiful. You know what I heard? I hear two girls over here singing in harmony. That's all right, honey. This is a free country. Live like you want to live, baby. Yeah. Ain't nobody gonna knock it, darling. Mm-mm. Yeah, freedom. Yes, sir. There's one guy right over here singing mine, too. That's all right, brother. Yes, sir. You got a right, baby. Ain't nobody gonna bother you. Tell me. Once I was climbing the garden wall, I slipped and had a terrible fall. I fell so hard I heard bells ring, but held on to my ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Oh, ding-a-ling!
Your parliament out there singing? Oh yeah! Once I was swimming across Turtle Creek, man, them snappers all around my feet. Sure was hard swimming across that thing with both hands holding my baby. Beautiful. I think it's a beautiful little song. Really, I do. And guess what? Everybody's still not singing. There's a few right down front here that's not singing. We're going to dedicate this verse to those who will not sing. Yes, sir. This here song, it ain't so sad. The cutest little song you ever had. Those of you who will not sing, you must be playing with your own ding-a-ling.
Ding-a-ling! Ding-a-ling!
Ding-a-ling!
Ding-a-ling!
ding-a-ling, everybody sing. I want to play with my day. Everybody smile. Oh, my. Slow down. I want to play, everybody, with my ding-a-ling.
Comfortable right here. All the visions in my head bitch, open your eyes, baby, baby. Lost in a glaze. I love when you try to smile at me as if you recognize my face. Chances of nights like this come once and then they're gone. So wake up, baby, stop drooling on my arm.
With a song called Don't Pass Out. He's going to be rocking the fest as well as Sharon Paquette, Forbidden Zone, which you also heard in there with Demon of the Night. Zero Fingers will also be rocking us out there. Oh, some good, good bands. It's going to be fun. Brother Luke. Desert Fest happening May 30th, 31st, and the 1st. You got to go out. You got to check it out. It's going to be fun. I want to play one more from Chris Valenti. I had fun with that last one. Let's do Passive Aggression.
Ex-boyfriend, I hate what's bothering you, baby. You're acting strange. complaint. Something's on your mind, just say what's wrong. It's all okay, why don't you leave me alone? If you got something to say, then say it. How about I shove this guitar up your ass, then play it? Baby, listen, I can't read your mind. Well, I'm passive aggressive, so you better try! Fucking lunch with Andy 2 days in one night? Well, that's ambitious. Hope dinner with him was just delicious. Was a business meeting. He didn't take me out. You've got nothing to be jealous about. Who said I was jealous? I'm just impressed. What did he think of your high slit dress? Don't be such a baby. You're acting excessive. Don't make me open up a can of passive aggressive.
Passive aggressive Chris Valenti gonna be rocking the Desert Fest. If you want more information about Desert Fest, visit the MySpace page, myspace.com/Desert Fest and the number 63. If you're a fan of the fest, you'll know what the 63 is all about. myspace.com/Desert Fest 63. All the performers that are performing there are up there in order, and it's going to be fun. It is going to be a blast. That is going to do it for this week of the Rockin' Comedy Show. I'm going to end with a song that has been in my head repeatedly since I've just recently seen the Jersey Boys here in Las Vegas. Fantastic play if you guys get a chance to see it. It is, of course, about the life of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Tremendous play. Just, oh, it's so freaking good. And the guy that plays Frankie Valli is fantastic, but this is one of the songs they end the play with, and it's been in my head ever since, so I think I'm going to end tonight's show with it. Thank you. Catch you next time. She'd be